If you're not happy with the way that they are supposedly running up the score, what else can you do besides, you know, threaten a guy's physical health by tackling him under?
Well,
you
take a hard foul. You let them know that we're not just gonna let you dunk on us. We're not gonna just let you waltz in for layups. If you go in, you're going to pay a price. And the bottom line is, J.R. Smith was not injured by that foul. J.R. Smith, I've seen far worse, far more dangerous fouls taken. So I'm not going to say that he did something all that untoward. And the easy thing for the Nuggets is, run out the clock. Why do you need to be dunking, running out for dunks? That's actually contrary to basketball logic. You want to burn the clock. You don't want to score quickly because that gives the ball back to the opponent just that more quickly. You want to
wait. You're saying they were doing none of that. You're saying they were doing none of that.
No, they absolutely weren't doing that. I mean, and maybe it was, look, J.R. Smith is somewhat of an immature player. He likes to showboat. This didn't necessarily come from George Karl. It may have been J.R. Smith just trying to stick it to him. But if you're the coach, look, I was watching Lakers-Bulls last night, and the Bulls had the game in hand, and Sefolosha came down and jacked up a three. And as he was going off and they flashed to the Lakers bench, and all of the Lakers bench looked at, including Phil Jackson, looked at Sefolosha and looked at the Bulls like, what's that about? And as he was coming off the floor, Skiles said to him, you don't have to take that shot. Don't be shooting a three in that situation. That's exactly what a coach does.
Well, let's get specific here. What's a game in hand? Rick, what's a game in hand? Having a game in hand, what is that to you?
A game in hand is when you have the ability to burn the 24 seconds off the clock and make sure that the opponent does not have enough possessions to score the necessary points to beat you.
But how many points is that?
Well, it's 2 points for, or say 3 points for every 24 seconds. So if you're up by 10 with a minute left, you should be able to waste that clock because you're not only counting your 24 seconds, you're counting the seconds that they need to score at their end.